about a woman with a lot of soul.
Shake him up and let him roll. Let him roll again.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
Shaking but the leaves on the trees. We meet the gang and go to rocking shows. The cats are stomping on the heels and toes. I grab my baby, try to give her a squeeze. There's nothing shaking but the leaves on the trees. Well, why must she be such a doggone tease? There's nothing shaking but the leaves on the trees. She's got a way that makes me act like a fool. Spends my money, then she plays me cruel. I'm begging for her kisses on a bending knee. Oh, won't you give me some loving, baby? Please, please, please. Though I keep trying hard to make her mine, one day the wind will blow, the sun will shine. Till that time she puts my heart at ease. There's nothing shaking. Shaking but the leaves on the trees, yeah.
I'm gonna have a little bit of this going. Hello. This is Keith Moon of The Who here. Two new Great Shake Shake mix scenes. Great Shakes Milk Chocolate and Great Shakes Cherry Vanilla flavors. Both turn milk into a rich, thick shake. So thick, it stands up to a straw. Great Shakes!
Great Shakes! Great Shakes! It's so clean, thick and dreamy. Any place can be a soda fountain now. With Great Shake, yeah, Great Shake. So if you want your own soda fountain now, go to the store and get Great Shake. Go to the store and get Great
Shake. Oh, shake that thing, baby. They've got a dance that's new. Ain't nothing to it, cause it's easy to do. Oh, shake that thing. Oh, shake that thing. I'm getting sick and tired telling you how to shake that thing. Well, the old folks are doing it, the young folks too. Old folks teach the young ones just what to do. Shake that thing. Yes, shake that thing. Well, I'm getting sick and tired telling you how to shake that thing. Well, Grandpapa Johnson, Grand Sister Kate, shook her like the jelly shakes on a plate. They were shaking that thing. Yes, shake that thing. Well, I'm getting sick and tired telling you how to shake that thing. Back. One step forward, stop dead in your tracks. Then shake that thing. Yes, shake that thing. Well, I'm getting sick and tired telling you how to shake that thing. Well, anyone can do it. It's easy to do. If I can do it, baby, you can do it too. Shake that thing. Yes, shake that thing. Telling you how to shake that thing.
Love was a shaky tree. And love was a shaky tree. And the fruit on the bough fell on me. And love was a cold black night. Love was a cold black night. And in the crack of dawn I saw the light. Yes, love was a dark cloud in the sky. Love was a dark cloud in the sky. And then it rained down. Rain down on me. Oh, 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 oh. shaky tree. Love was a shaky tree, and the fruit on the bough fell on me.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And that wraps up the first portion of tonight's program, which means that I won't get to all these radio obituaries I've got sitting here in front of me. I did a lot of work so that I would be prepared to go, go, go. And next week, I'm gonna make a promise right now that next week we will go a minimum. Oh, excuse me. If you only knew what happened. We'll go a minimum of 30 minutes over. Okay? All right. That's more than an eek, I think. And it's also my way of making sure that you think about your future and then potentially go to feedthepig.org. But now it's time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. Someday we'll be back to just days, but no time soon. But we're going to start off by thanking, as we like to do, Vince over at themusicsover.com for all of his assistance. The initial radio obituary tonight is for Jimmy Manilides. He was one of the He was a Seattle art curator who opened one of the very first galleries in the revitalization of Seattle in the 70s. That's how we'll say that. He was also a rock bass player for the Frantics, who you might know from some Halloween hits of the 60s, and also Junior Cadillac. And he was also a gregarious bohemian bartender. Jimmy Manilides just passed away at 76. I got to meet him once. He was hilarious. And he's also the initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. We'll be right back. Our post-initial radio obituary tonight is for Muhammad Ali. You know this is one of those where that's all I'm going to say about that. But we want to thank our associate producer and valet when Chandler is not using him, Fred Boak. He's our favorite associate producer and valet, I would like to say. He made it so that I didn't have to play my vinyl on this one tonight. Because that would have been a lot of vinyl. He's good like that. Post-initial radio obituary for Muhammad Ali right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
People ask me how I became a poet. I tell them I didn't become a poet. I was born the poet. Poetry comes natural to me, like boxing. A lot of people are surprised that a fighter like me is such a great poet. They say boxing and poetry don't mix. They are wrong. Boxing and poetry do mix. This same fist that can knock out a man holds a pen that writes a poem. Now that's poetic justice. Poetry and boxing do mix. All the great poets should have been fighters. Take Keats and Shelley for an example. They were pretty good poets, but they died young. You know why? Because they didn't train. They say you should write poems about what you know, about what you love. I write poems about what I love. I write about me. A lot of people don't see the beauty in poetry. They don't realize that a poem is even more beautiful than a left jab to the nose. To show you the beauty in poetry, I like to read a poem by one of the greatest poets of all time. This is the most beautiful poem ever written. I wrote it about 6 months ago. This is my greatest poem, and I'm looking forward to 1965 when I'm going to read it in Washington, D.C. at the inauguration of the president. This poem is entitled, I Am the Greatest, number 73, by Cassius Clay. For those of you who haven't heard, I'm a most enchanting guy.
A most enchanting guy.
The greatest boxer that ever lived. Would you like me to tell you why?
Tell us why. Tell us why.
I was born the champion. I'm poetic. I'm brash. I swing.
Swing.
My greatness is too much for me. Man, I'm everything.
Thing?
Cassius of old dropped Caesar 20 centuries ago.
Go, go, go.
And this Cassius will cool listen, as you already know.
No, no, no.
Yes, yes, yes. For at the end of the bout, you're gonna hear the ref shout.
The winner and new champion.
Mr. Liston won't see that the victor is me. For stars are all he'll be seen.
Twinkle, twinkle, little stars. Liston's on his way to Mars.
No, Liston won't hear. He'll be flat on his ear. And I'll be new champion.
No, you'll be new champion.
They all must fall in the round I call.
They all must lose in the round you choose.
You can say that again.
They all must lose in the round you choose.
I am the greatest.
Hail Cassius, you are the greatest.
And just as I prophesy the round of each victory, I hereby claim I can do the same with this bit of poetry.
Impossible.
We don't believe it.
I can achieve it.
We'll bet you can't do it.
Don't wager, you'll ruin.
We think it's a fiction. What's your prediction?
Just to save time, three words from me will end this round.
It's one of his jokes.
That's all, folks.
Muhammad Ali, Muhammad Ali, Muhammad Ali. It's a nice musical name, Muhammad Ali. He's back at work again. He's being allowed to work once again, Muhammad Ali. He wasn't for a while, as you know. For about 3.5 years, they didn't let him work. Of course, he had an unusual job beating people up. It's a strange calling, you know. But it's one you're entitled to. Government didn't see it that way. Government wanted him to change jobs. Government wanted him to kill people.
He said, no, that's where I draw the line. I'll beat him up, but I don't want to kill him. And the government... the government said, well, if you won't kill him, we won't let you beat him up. It was a spiteful move, you know. All because he didn't want to go to Vietnam. And now, of course, we're leaving Vietnam. We're leaving through Laos, Cambodia, and Thailand. It's the overland route. It's the long way out. You gotta go through China and Russia to get out that way. What are we gonna tell them, man?
We'll only be here 6 weeks, just looking for the Ho Chi Minh Trail.
Well, maybe they'll go for it, you know. Of course, you have to remember why we're over there in the first place. Oh, yeah! It always comes to me to free those people so they can have industry. U.S. industry. Those are the middle two letters of the word industry. U.S. And that is our job around the world. Run in, free some people, and whip a little industry on them.
Here's your industry. Cool it a while, will you?
So they can enjoy the benefits of industry that we have come to enjoy. Oh, beautiful for smoggy skies, insecticided grain, for strip-mined mountains' majesty above the asphalt plain. America, America, man sheds his waste on thee and hides the pines with billboard signs from sea to oily sea.
You know, James Brown used to be a fighter, and James is on the show, and we've been discussing fighting during the rehearsal the last few days, and when we were on the subject, the conversation came up. I was telling James about this buddy of mine who took fighting private lessons from Muhammad Ali. Well, let me tell you what happened. Muhammad had invited a guy by his house for dinner Sunday evening. So the guy goes by, they had dinner, and they're sitting around after dinner, and the fellow says, Muhammad, he says, since you're not fighting anymore right now, would you mind giving me a few private lessons? So Muhammad said, no, I don't mind. But I said, well, how much would you charge me for 10 easy lessons? Muhammad said, well, 10 lessons, $15 a lesson, $150. Phil said, great. Took out the money, paid Muhammad right then, zap. Muhammad said, look, you come by tomorrow morning, which would have been Monday morning, and I'll give you your first lesson. 9 o'clock the next morning, the guy shows up at Muhammad's house. They go out in the backyard. Muhammad says, now you gotta listen to these instructions. If you wanna learn about fighting, you gotta listen very close. So now, the first thing I wanna tell you is, when you're fighting, watch out for the other man's left. You understand that? He said, watch out for the left. Now, he knows you're gonna be watching, so you gotta watch harder than him. But whatever you do, don't stop watching out. Watch out. Said, you understand that? Phil said, yes, I understand. Muhammad said, now look, don't tell me you understand if you don't. I said, I understand, I'm watching. Muhammad said, bam! Hit the fella right in the eye. In the left eye. Said, now see that? I told you to watch out. Said you were watching and you weren't. The guy's eyes puffed up. Muhammad said, now here, the second thing I gotta tell you is, once your eye is closed, your opponent knows that you can't see from that side. So he's gonna be moving to your left. So now you have to watch that side. Say, you understand? I said, yes. Said, I'm watching. Muhammad said, are you watching the left side? I said, yes, I'm watching. Bam, hit him in the right eye. So now you can't spend all your time watching one side. No, you gotta watch both sides, because your opponent is watching you watch. So So I said, Muhammad, he said, how's my footwork? Muhammad went, smash! Hit him in the mouth. So now another thing I gotta tell you is don't talk to a man when you're fighting. Said, you're in the ring to fight. Don't get in there and start trying to socialize with the man. Said, if you got any talking you wanna do, like predicting anything, you gotta do that before you get in the ring. Get in the ring and start no conversation. So bam, bam, left hooks, right crosses, jabs, uppercuts. After 30 minutes, Muhammad says, look, I'm tired. That's enough for today. I said, okay, Muhammad. I had a cold cup of teeth missing, head is three sizes larger. I said, okay, Muhammad. I said, when do I get my next lesson? Muhammad said, look, I'll give you next lesson. You show up here Wednesday at 12 o'clock and I'll fix you up. Wednesday at 12 o'clock, the guy doesn't show. Now, Muhammad's a gentleman. You know, he doesn't drink, smoke, run around with reckless women. Doing that. And Muhammad gave the guy his word. He was going to give him the lessons. And the guy didn't show up, so Muhammad didn't want the fella to think he was cheating him. So Muhammad went to his house. It would have been the same thing if the fella had been a mountain. The fella's house, you know, and the guy's laying there, you know. And Muhammad says, how come you didn't show up for your lessons? The fella said, Muhammad said, I've been intending to talk to you about that. Said, when I first came to you and brought up the subject of these lessons, said it wasn't my intention to fight as a professional. Said, I never had that much in mind. I didn't want to learn all that about it. Said, it's my neighbor. Said, I don't like my neighbor. Said, I just wanted to learn enough from you to mess him up real bad. Muhammad said, then you don't want the money back. Fella said, no. Said, it isn't that. He said, I don't want the money back. Said, I want you to keep the money. Said, but I figured the best way to do this would be to send my neighbor over to your house to take the rest of my lesson.
In the Liberty Bell.
Ali, Ali.
Who really gave that bell a smack?
Ali.
Who punched it so hard that the bell did crack? Hit it so hard with an awful whack.
Ali.
Dear
Ali,
who made the ride of Paul Revere? He rode so hard and gave the British fear.
Ali.
In the Boston Bay.
Ali, Ali.
Set fire to the ship that was setting in the bay.
Ali.
Destroyed the tea so our country could be free. Dressed up like an Indian, who was he?
Ali. Sometimes you people wanna blame them.
The next radio obituary is for Doug Rainey, the American jazz guitarist. He was the son of Jimmy Rainey and began his career with his father's band at the wee age of 18. Later on, he recorded as the leader of Steeplechase extensively in the 70s and 80s, went on to work with Kenny Barron, Billy Hart, Duke Jordan, Chet Baker, lots and lots of people. Doug Rainey just passed away at 65, and it's the next radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Mm-hmm.
Cleanup Radio Obituary is for Peter Behrens, the German drummer, actor, musician, and clown. Don't forget that he was a clown. He just passed away at 68. He's our Cleanup Radio Obituary right here, and Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Eins, zwei, drei, zwei. Drei, zwei. Abgemolken, rewind, replay. Der Fernseher schneit. Abgedüst, I gotta stay. Mit dir allein zu zweit. Mit dir allein zu zweit. Mit dir allein zu zweit. Abgegangen, abgekriegt. Love it you there and then. Abgesoffen, abgekackt. I won't be back again. With her alone in two. Is her alone in jail.
Guess what? It's the Weasel Radio Obituary. And it's for Julius La Rosa, the Italian-American traditional pop singer. Worked in both radio and television during the 1950s, including being a regular on both the morning Arthur Godfrey time and the Wednesday night Arthur Godfrey and his friends back on CBS radio and TV. Julius La Rosa just passed away at 86. It's the Weasel Radio Obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
She's a bundle of joy in a sweater and skirt. She's a cute little toy. She's a vamp and a flirt. She's perfume and ribbons, a cure for the blues. She's lipstick and candy and rubber-soled shoes. She's the devil's food cake that you meet after school. She knows how to make you feel just like a fool. She's kittens and kisses you couldn't refuse. She's lipstick and candy and rubber-soled shoes. What a smile when she shows it. She makes music when she talks. She's got style and she knows it. You can tell by the way she walks. She's a trip into space in a rocket for two. She's sequins and laces and bubblegum too. She's stolen the heart that I'm happy to lose. For lipstick and candy and rubber-soled shoes. What a smile when she shows it. She makes music when she talks. She's got style and you know it. You you can tell by the way she walks. She's a trip into space in a rocket for two. She's sequins and laces and bubblegum too. She's stolen the heart that I'm happy to lose. She's lipstick and candy, a cure for the blues. She's lipstick and candy and rubber soles.
Brillant Penultimate is for John Stabb, the American punk rock vocalist and frontman, best known as the founding member of Government Issue. He also played in bands including Betty Blue, The Factory Incident, Stabb, Stain, Emma Peel, yay Emma Peel, Weatherhead, and History Repeated. He was also a freelance writer for publications including The Washington City Paper and Forest Exposure. John Stabb just passed away at 54, and he is the pre-ant penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Anybody lose a shoe? Wait, it might fit me. How much? How much do you think this shoe is worth?
My shoes are made for walking.
By the way, you are listening to your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. Let's see, where does that leave me? I'm making some time here. This is good. Not getting through everything, but I'm going to get through a lot. The ant penultimate radio obituary is for Olle Lundström, the Swedish singer, songwriter, and musician, known as the vocalist and guitarist in the group Reeperbahn from 79 through 84. And he went on to a solo career in the 90s. He just passed away at 54. Excuse me, 54. It's the ant penultimate radio obituary right here, Bubbles in the Think Tank.